Shut up and sit down. Shut the fuck up, Turtle.
What?
Yeah.
No, you shut the fuck up, Tim.
No, dude.
You're not allowed to talk to me like that in my own house.
That you rent from me.
I still live here, bitch. Don't talk to me like that.
You do pay for about 120 square feet. So
exactly. So I'm going to go stand in that 120 square feet and shout from there that you can't talk to me like that.
Hey, Turtle, guess what?
Oh.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself, Tim.
Hold up. Let's turn this up. He's so dramatic.
Mysterious circumstances. What's wrong with this kid? Crowded, polluted, filled with crime. I loved it.
He's stoked on it. It's creepy as fuck, dude. Look at that guy. Could you imagine?
It looks like a mailman with a gun. Did you see that?
Yeah, and he's like Paperboy on steroids. And then look at these guys. Everything.
Tim.
Thank you, little Powerball. 1-666. One. I believe you, dog.
That dude had strong eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
And they were square as fuck.
Dude, episode one is, like, probably one of the best ones, honestly.
Episode one in a lot of shows are usually, like, the best. Like, the first episode of Wilfred.
Did you see Bigfoot on there? Do you think that was a real Bigfoot?
I'm a real Bigfoot.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Cindy's practicing for a driver's test. Personally, I don't think anybody who spells Cindy S-Y-N-D-I should be allowed to operate a motor vehicle. Dad works for Things Incorporated, a product testing company. Dad's job is one of the reasons we moved here, because, statistically speaking, Erie's the most normal place in the entire country.
Could you imagine, like,
statistically speaking, that's bullshit.
I was going to say, like, 15 years ago, that could have been you doing his job, analyzing paper charts like that.
Yeah. Think we ought to send this to the lab for carbon testing? That would suck.
Before it got all digitalized. So it's not an ad for
good housekeeping. First of all, how could you even let that grow inside of your refrigerator if you have a family? Don't you have enough mouths going through that house to, like, make sure shit is at least kind
of fresh?
Doesn't
turn black?
Yeah, it doesn't turn black. We're just doing a read when dude, his sister's so hot, by the way. Welcome, like, so hot.
Shut up, Tim. What's wrong with the pixels?
I don't know. I'm looking over here at my CPU, and it's nothing that's... It's the player. It's not...
It's whatever we downloaded it on?
No. Well, it's the player itself. It's not the file.
Mm.
The file's good. It's just the player sucks.
Those are some creepy twins.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Windows Media Player that we are playing on. So when we complain and bitch about it, make sure that you give feedback to Windows. They are not a sponsor, but we would happily entertain them as a sponsor for Channel 99 Studios. If they would fix our problems. If not, then, well, Microsoft, we will replace you with VLC or any other third party that is willing to make sure that our shit runs smooth, efficient, and on time. Thank you.
And back to your daily viewings. Look at those creepy ass twins.
They're so creepy. Getting aggressive with my mic over here, apparently.
Apparently. Tell you what. Why don't you come to a little friend's party I'm throwing at my house tomorrow afternoon? She's got like two little slaves to carry around her stuff so she can sell things out of these boxes and whatnot.
Hold on, I'm gonna. Is this leftover stuffing or something else? I can't tell. How far are we into this? Only 5 minutes. Hold on a second. So it's all set then?
4:30 sharp. 4:30 sharp, you'll be there. Well, I was looking to meet some of the ladies on the block.
Oh, heck, why not? Wonderful. I'll just leave you with this cop. I'm gonna start this on 5:13. Meet some of the
ladies on the block. Oh, perfect timing. Oh, heck,
perfect. Wonderful. I'll just leave you with this
complimentary catalog written by my late husband Walt. The VLC won't fuck up. Like it's Windows Media, recipes, go fuck yourself. Words of wisdom
and informational. VLC is much better.
Dude, this looks so much cleaner, right?
This looks legit.
Sorry, everybody. We did not technical do a trial run before we started this podcast.
Yeah, apparently Microsoft doesn't have their shit together because VLC looks amazing.
Dude, this looks like so much better. And it hasn't, like, pixeled out
yet. It doesn't glitch out. The chick's teeth, you can actually see the color of her teeth.
That's gross. She's a smoker.
It's not a good color. To keep anything fresh forever. Except your teeth. We'll see you tomorrow. 4:30 sharp. You're going to love my friend. Oh, should I bring anything? Those kids are like, yo, save us, dog. I thought
that was the last I'd see. This one right here. See? Then, he's gonna give him a note. Look. Unexpectedly.
Yeah. It's like a drug exchange.
He's like, get out. It was a weird
look in his eyes. I looked those dudes up one time, by the way. They weren't in anything else.
No.
No. 1964. What did it mean? It means that kid still has, like, chicken scratch like a 9-year-old. He's just a kid. He's supposed to be like 60. Because his parents don't seem to want him around. He's the only friend I've made since moving here. 50. He's also the only one who believes me about Erie. The librarian thought I was weird checking out all those yearbooks. Better weird than dead. What are you looking for anyway? Here, check out this note.
1964? There's gotta be something in these yearbooks. Some kind of clue. I'm looking for some kind of clue. Creepy ass attic though. All these cobwebs and shit in the background, and these kids don't even care. Hey, it's Bert and
Ernie. These guys must be really dumb. They've been in the seventh grade forever.
Right?
Ever.
I know dudes who did seventh grade like twice. And they were fucking dumb. Can you imagine doing it since the 60s?
For like 30 years. Unless the twins are 30 something. We gotta get a closer look at this Foreverwear stuff.
Sandwich from like 1974.
Smells like a bologna sandwich. Leave it out in the air for too long.
I'd eat the shit out of that sandwich, though. Look at that bread. It looks so good. It looks good.
I wouldn't eat it.
I'd eat it.
And of course you would.
It's a Foreverwear, dog. Not according to the financing
plan. And then watch what happens. It gets a little bit of air. That air crisp is sealed from the 70s is gone. So now you got all this different air from the 90s, different chemicals and stuff.
What are you saying?
Gets in there, totally rots the sandwich in under 5 hours.
Well, dude, it's not going to take me 5 hours to eat a sandwich.
If you eat the sandwich, look at that. See, it's already starting to fog up.
Yeah.
That would be in your stomach, you silly bitch.
No, because my stomach's not exposed to the refrigerator air. Come on, dude.
It's already starting to fog as it goes down your throat, bro.
Hey, no, bro. Dude, come on, not even going to fog up, and you know what? You take Gas-X for that shit. I would happily smash that bologna sandwich all day, air day. How about this lady's fucking delusional? Once again, shout out to VLC. Windows Media Player doesn't know how to play an MP4 file, nor any other file, apparently, because it's never worked right. But VLC, on point. Not a sponsor, but we will happily entertain VLC as a sponsor for our movie reviews podcast. Thank you.
Very, very much.
Erie, Indiana. Season 1, Episode 1, one of my faves.
Aw, creepy stuff. Aw, they're vampires.
No, they're in these giant fucking sandwich
Tupperwares,
yeah. She like seals it in the middle. She sees it.
Oh, you're dead.
Shit, dog.
She saw you. The mom vacuum
seals them every night in giant size forever wear. How about they just screamed?
Ma, she sees you.
Dude, how about that fucking laugh?
Yeah.
Could you imagine being their dad and like a their single dad and being like, "Yo, girl, you want to smash?"
And she lets out that laugh.
Yeah, she cackles.
Okay, you can buy your own drinks. Good night.
Yeah. Make sure that you burn. Oh my lord! Don't eat your pancakes, dog.
Oh my god.
If she went to that party in her state of mind, who knows what could happen?
First of all, why do they have raw meat?
just sitting in the fridge.
Dad was a reason. It wasn't in a bag. That's our freezer, dude. No. That's the top level. That's our freezer.
It wasn't even frozen. It was just in a bag.
Gooey as shit. Yeah, it was just like limp as fuck. Why do we have fucking limp ass bacon in the freezer?
Who made that's all a good the bacon question, but Dad? One strip? Okay. Who made all the fucking bacon but left one strip?
Yeah. Dad, why'd you marry a fucking crazy ass woman? That's like what? Cincy nowadays? What is this? What company now does this to make you feel like this special?
I don't know. I'm out of the loop.
I'm out too, dude. What was it? doTERRA was another one that was really popular for a little bit.
I still think it's so creepy that the kids just stand in the background.
I'm Imogene Crocker, and I've been fresh since 1966. I'm so-and-so, and I'm still fucking crazy, and I've been crazy since I've been fucking crazy. Swanson, and I just don't know what I would have done without Foreverwear since 1968. They're probably all a bunch of swingers.
No, they're a whole bunch of old chicks. I
sealed these Brussels swingers. Jimmy Carter was president, and they're still fresh. Get them, girl. Get them collard greens. Okay, everyone. It's time for the Foreverwear song.
Ladies. One, two, three. Foreverwear. For wives and mothers. Oh, God.
Damn.
Even if I was a chick, I don't think I could put up with this stuff. I would leave for sure.
But look at these dudes.
Seriously, singing started.
How about being trapped in time and having to deal with the shit on a daily, dude, for years? Look, dude, they look stressed as fuck, man. They just eat all day. That's why they're so fat. They're just like, fuck, man. I gotta deal more with this bullshit all day.
She's crazy. She makes us stay this age forever.
Those dudes are like, yo, what's going on upstairs? We got Twinkies?
Which I still don't think would technically work.
First of all, I don't know why they try to make like kids like that look like bullies, because I don't think kids like that would have been bullies. I think they would have been bullied, right?
Yeah, the kid that's right there is the bully.
That is the bully. Yeah.
The normal kids Marshall. Are usually the ones that bully people.
Yeah. Those kids would have been bullied. And shout out to them for standing up for themselves if they did to get bullied, but they've also been stuck in fucking Tupperware for like 30 years. Yeah, you know, I'd fucking make fun of them too, probably, and I don't make fun of a lot of people.
pickle lifter.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, you've been pickled, bro, for like 30 years.
You can't even finish your own sentences.
But that's a pickle lifter. I bet they would have that installed instead of the shower.
You're probably wondering what I'm doing here. I checked out the 64-year book. That's you guys, isn't it?
We need your help.
You do?
So, I told Mom, I said, if a silly new car means
more... It's kind of like a ripoff of Chunk from, The Goonies. This is literally, that is The Goonies, just different words, man.
Yeah.
If you were to match up The Goonies, she literally just ripped off Chunk. I'm telling you, man. I've watched The Goonies 1,000 times. She just ripped off The Goonies.
Why not? Their little show.
Yeah, my children.
Where are those boys?
Yeah, my casserole. My children.
She wants to preserve us so we never grow up and leave her.
Boys?
I wouldn't mind my wife doing that. Not to my kids, but like staying young forever.
Boys at my side.
Ernie has gas.
Yes, well, I suppose you did the right thing then. Try to get better to help me downstairs with refreshments, all right?
Yes, Mom.
Oh, such good boys.
Now I'm going downstairs and I want you to follow me. Lickety flip. Understand?
Oh, man. She's never gonna leave. Now you see why you've got to help us.
They were in there for like 2 seconds.
That she's never gonna leave, bro.
It's a living hell. Come on.
I wonder what those guys are up to nowadays. I wonder if they're like, hey, man.
Do you remember when we were creepy twins?
Yeah. On that show, Erie, Indiana. They're like, oh my god, you're on Nickelodeon? I totally watched you like one time.
Maybe even.
I've seen it like 10 times because I'm a hardcore fan. Shout out, Erie, Indiana.
Let me have.
They're so weird. Next thing you know, they're all scissoring.
That's how these things end.
Scissoring?
I didn't say that.
Maybe.
Tell me what you need me to do.
He's got to disrupt this shit, man. Go, Marshall. It's your birthday. You going to party like it's your birthday.
No, he's got to put the kibosh on this shit. He doesn't have time for partying. They can wait for later.
This is the party, dude. His party is disruption.
I see.
He's about to fuck this lady's day up.
So if he opens these things up while they're at nighttime... Are they going to age 30 years?
Dude.
Rapidly?
You should see, man. We'll find out, right? No offense, but you're just... I can tell you, but I don't want to tell you.
Don't spoil it for me.
No, dude. This is like what this show's all about, bro. It's all about...
Right, here's a key to the... I love twists. The shit. You're just a kid.
Twists.
You shouldn't go. I'm older than you, but only by 2 years, so it's okay.
Yeah. I got hair under my armpits, bro, so I got to go. That's what I would tell him.
My voices get squeaky at least 3 times a day. Yours hasn't yet. Stay here. Sorry.
Bad feeling too, dude. I wonder if that would really work though, right?
I doubt it would work.
What do you think? If you like slept in like a vacuum chamber, like and like had an oxygen mask on you, but a vacuum chamber around you?
Because that's not what stops you from aging, though. It's a blood thing.
How do you know? How do we know?
True. Very true.
Eventually, I'd love to do that.
Forever wear.
Whoa, she looks fucking pissed. And worried.
And angry.
And she's about to get so old. She's like, oh my god, everybody's okay, we're good. Go back to my Tupperware. And then these dudes are like,
thanks, we weren't really sleeping.
Now what?
We'll take care of mother.
Oh, they're about to beat the fuck out of their mom, dude. What do you think they're gonna do, man? This is like allowed back in the day. Nowadays, you can put this shit on TV.
Yeah, this is true.
That's offensive.
She's kept him locked up for 30 years. What are they about to do to her?
They're about to fucking unleash the beast. They're gonna about turn her like 90.
They've had 30 years of just pelted up anger.
Holy shit, dude.
They just murked their mom, and they didn't show it on the TV.
All they had to do was give her a breath of fresh air.
Bro, why the fuck is their house so dirty?
Passive aggressive.
I haven't even seen a dog, and why do they have a tennis ball on their... Look at how fucking trash their house is.
Why the fuck do they have a tennis ball on there? Yeah, dude.
Yeah, but look at this shit.
Oh my god. No wonder they need some Tupperware. Okay. Oh my god, dude. Look at that.
Yeah, that's the sandwich. That was going to be in you. You were going to eat that, bitch. But you were going to eat that. Me.
Oh, dude, that it doesn't take
it
10
was gonna
hours
do that to
digest
you inside
in my
you.
Body, though, dude.
That was going
to
do that
I'll
in
fucking
you.
Fight that to the death, dude. If I were to die on that, I would fucking take that to the death against you. Because that sandwich looked fucking amazing. Way to go, Mom. Stay the way you are. His mom's hot, dude. She looks my age, which is weird. Thanks. She really does. Fuck, that's weird. He's like 12 and he's the oldest kid in the family. I'm 33. That's not abnormal.
Tim, do you want a weird fact?
Oh no, she's older.
So they have to have a dog. Look how chewed
dude,
up their
look at
male
that
is.
Male.
Yeah, they have to have a dog.
Look at those ankle warmers. Fuck yeah. And those high tops, dude. Fuck.
See the age.
Hi. Sorry to bother you, but we were looking for Mrs. Wilson.
Dude, his mom's hot, bruh.
There was an emergency in the family, and she had to leave suddenly. Can we help you?
Huh. Maybe. You see, I placed this order for some kitchenware with her, and, well, I've had a change of heart. I really wanted to cancel that order, but, if she's not here...
Well, she left some paperwork. Is this what you're looking for?
Yes, this is just what I was looking for. Huh. Excuse me, but are you related to the twin boys who live here?
Yes, twins run in the family.
Nice.
Boys? Who is it?
Who's there?
Nothing, Mother. Just go back inside, Mom. We'll be up in a minute.
Such good boys.
Say, will you be seeing Mrs. Wilson?
She misses one night of sleep, and that's what happens to her, though?
Yeah, please, she aged 30 years, too.
Whoa.
Thank you. No, thank you.
You go sour quick.
Come on, Marshall, we're leaving.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Get out of there, bruh.
Years in the 7th grade. Now that's scary. Hope Bert and Ernie got what they wanted.
Me too, dude. Me too.
I've never eaten leftovers again as long as I live.
No way.
Simon and I added one petrified bologna sandwich to our eerie museum of horror. That's where I've hidden all the evidence you'll need to find out what I already know. A kid's gotta grow up fast and eerie, or he might not grow up at all.
What happened to fucking shows like this? You know how good
TV
shows?
Did you
want to
watch episode
2?
Yeah.
But like, what happened to like having good TV shows? With like solid storylines.
So
and
sick.
Fucking they stand alone.
I don't know.
We're not just remaking fucking so shows sick. From back in the day over mm-hmm. again with different like look.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like the Teen Titans and totally. Ben 10 and all the shit. They're just making the same show over again. Are you guys that fucking lazy? You guys run out of ideas?
They do, dude. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to Sorry. Channel 99. That's all good. This is another movie/reviews TV show with Erie, Indiana. That was episode 1 of season 1. Stay tuned for episode 2.
Episode 2?
Make sure you subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Pass the episode along. And have a wonderful rest of your day. Cha, cha boy.